perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. Alright! We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. Alright! We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills tonight!
Hell yeah.
Hello, welcome to episode 239 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons, www.patreon.com/grills. I'm Ray, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Ember.
Salutations.
And Linda.
Hello, everyone.
And today's topic, we're going to be talking about Miss Marvel and also the partition of India. So it's going to be kind of a mix of feels, just give you a heads up right now. But before we get into that, what have you girls been up to lately?
I can go first, I guess. We had a couple of domestic kind of things done this weekend. Cleaned out the pantry, by which I mean we threw out about 100 pounds of expired food.
Oh no, you like moved it and then had to throw it away?
Well, so my father-in-law passed away. My mother-in-law was taking care of him for a long time in the house. She wasn't really going through stuff. If she didn't see it, she would just buy it again. And so that pantry was packed. And when I mean packed, it was like 3 rows deep of stuff. So there's a lot of things in there. Although I have to say, we made a game of it eventually to see what the most expired thing was. The winner was cornstarch from 2008.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I don't know if that goes bad, but I don't think I would have wanted to put it in anything that was going into my body.
Yeah.
So,
well.
But it's all clean now, it's all organized, you know, there's not like 8,000 things crowding the floor, you can actually get into the pantry, so It's an improvement. I should have taken a before and after picture, but I just didn't think about doing that. We also cleared the dining room of all the boxes that were in there, so that's a normal livable space again. Still working a little bit in here, but like after we got all that done, I kind of looked into this room and was like, I can do maybe 2 things. And I have run out of productivity. So, still working on it. I've started on the one commission, the one from Monster Camp. So, I have a little kitty with hat. Don't have his ears on yet, but they're coming next. And, you know, tail. Like, I took out the picture, like, I had it on my phone, and I went through my, I dug out my box of purple yarn, and then I was like, do I have the correct color purple? I actually do! Hooray!
What's the problem? Actually, like, after you announced that over the weekend, they announced that they were doing their own, mini, it's not Kickstarter, it's like Maker, to make their own little stuffed wands, and you can get the pattern, like, for an extra $10, so I went ahead and splurged.
Aha, uh-huh. I beat them to it, though. This is a pattern I made all on my own, so I did it first.
You can sell it.
That's basically what I've been up to, so, like, actual cleaning, because I can actually bend now, because my back has stopped being such a bitch.
Good.
And crocheting, so hooray, back into the crocheting again. Because I was not feeling up for that for quite a while.
Understood. What about you, Ember?
Well, I went to Greenville. It's a little over 2 hours away from me. My girlfriend, Tony, was there on a business trip. Excuse me. Training people. And she's stuck there longer because, man, all these people that were hired just decided to not show up or quit. So we had a couple lovely nights hanging out in Greenville. I did some karaoke, drank some wine, and I haven't seen her in a very, very long time. So that was a lovely little side trip distraction that I needed amongst all my stuff going on right now. Like planning for the bridal shower for my son's getting married, but the shower is the 7th. And I'm making little mini caprices for that. And I was like, Connor, are you growing basil? Like, I have to source this fresh. And I don't want to worry about it. So last night I went to Lowe's and bought a bunch of basil plants. And I'm growing it myself. I've got like 2 weeks. I'll have plenty. Because they were already a good size. Also planning... He is driving from California to North Carolina right now, and then when he unloads the truck with all his dad's stuff and returns the truck, I'd like to give him a day to rest. We'll see when he gets here, where you have to drive to New York because the memorial is going to be on Monday. So I might... not make the production meeting, or we'll have to move it, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, so today I also made stencils. Oh, I didn't bring them up with me. Maybe I'll have Rob bring them up so I can show them at the end of the show, but I used the Cricut, and I made really cute little otter stencils, because their save the date announcement for the wedding said, like, we love each otter, and had this cute little otter magnet. So I made, I stenciled otters onto some nice big glass coffee mugs, fancy ones.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
Excuse me. Oh, water. Y'all, the grandparents, my sister's like, what registry? What are you getting them? And I'm like, have you met me? I'm making stuff. So what have you been up to, Ray?
I got the menu finalized for the after the end LARP this weekend, so that's good. And confirmation that it is my retirement game for my character, so that'll be super fun. I'm looking forward to it. I might take a break from ATE. Just I'm kind of just feeling overwhelmed with games and stuff, so I might just take a break once that's done, which will be nice. And we had a tiny board game on Sunday with Scott and Ken, and we played Vampire Vendetta, which I've talked about
before. Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun.
I got to be a Venture this time and a Malkavian because we did two rounds. So basically it's a board game with cards and you're all the different clans, like the classic clans. I'm having a blast as I'm slowly learning to play all of them because I started with the Nos and I played a Gangrel and a Bruja. So
it's called Vampire's Revenge.
Vendetta.
Vendetta.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is super fun. Like, highly recommend.
It's based on, you know, Vampire the Masquerade, but it's a card game.
Yeah. So each of the cards are kind of like they have the theme of the clan. Like, so when I played the Ventru, there was blood taxes is what we jokingly called it. But at different locations, if I was there and I was in a combat, I would be like, excuse me, you owe me a blood because I'm here and I'm collecting my taxes of blood because I'm a Ventru and that's what I do. The Malkavian one, I got, like, such a good pull as the first card that I had to select to, like, what to put in my hand and what to burn was the Malkavian Madness Network, which is... But basically, the mechanics of that card allowed me to use any cards that were still in my hand and just apply them to the location. So then I got another card, like the next round, that allowed me to basically take back cards and put them into my hand. So I had that nice combo wombo going on.
It makes no sense to people who haven't played Vampire the Masquerade, but it's actually a really, really good representation of the clans. Like, if you have played Vampire the Masquerade.
And, yeah, I mean, the things are named after your abilities that you would have as a second edition, maybe first edition. I don't remember much about first edition. The old green book, Vampire, that came out in the 90s. But, yeah, no, it was super fun, and I highly recommend it. And then I got some more Stardew Valley time to distress. And I have gotten increase in my anxiety depression medicine, so hopefully that will be good too, because lowering my dosage before the pandemic, not my best move. So hopefully it's not where it was pre-pandemic, but we're trying for a nice medium, because yeah.
Oh, the adjustments are always fun, but I am glad to hear that you're taking them and taking care of yourself.
I made so many sausage balls today, too, because I'm excited, but there's, like, I have a difference between what I make for game as tavern with tavern money and what I make for game as me. I just like making stuff for people. But, yes, okay. We should probably get into topic. So I'm going to start with the Ms. Marvel stuff, and then we'll move into the partition stuff. So we'll start happy and get serious. But anyway, for those who don't know, Ms. Marvel is a fantastic TV series that's on Disney+. It actually just wrapped up 2 weeks ago, I think now. I think 2 weeks. So yes, we are past the spoiler zone, so there will be spoilers. Because I am going to do a nice overview. So, basically, it's about Kamala Khan, your normal 16-year-old fangirl, nerd girl, and she goes to Avenger Con, and as you're learning about, you're learning about Kamala, you're also learning about her family. She is Muslim, her Muslim family, and it's really nice to see that. It's not like shoved in your face. It's just nice to see different representation. Jersey girl, and she's Pakistani, and it's just very cool just to also see all these other, like, it's in the background and there's music. But basically, she goes and she finds, before she goes to AvengerCon, her grandmother from Pakistan has sent a package of, like, a whole bunch of stuff, and one of them is this bangle. And her mom's like, no, just take that and put it upstairs. We don't care about that. Your grandma is just sending weird stuff again. So Kamala takes the bangle, and then I'm going to try to sidestep spoilers, but basically something happens at AvengerCon, and her bangle activates. And suddenly she can do stuff. And she's dressed up as Ms. Marvel because she's a big fangirl of Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. So she's dressed up as Captain Marvel, excuse me. And her bangle activates and she's able to save a classmate from getting squished, which is very good. Also, like, that first episode with that convention, I have many questions, because it looks like that convention is at, like, an Air Force base or something. Excuse me? Have you people been to fan conventions? Like, I want to know, like, how did that happen? Was somebody with, like, sword or something? Like, oh, no, we should get them all here in one place. That way if anything weird happens, we got it. Because, I don't know, most of the fan cons I've been to are just, like, dumpy hotels until they get decent budgets, so. But it was super fun to see just, like, Marvel poking fun at itself and the fan community in a fun way, not a mad, not a mean way. But anyway, as she has her bangle now, she's talking with her best friend Bruno. They're trying to figure out what's going on, and eventually, it is determined that she starts to see this mysterious woman, and she's trying to figure out about the bangle's origins. And there's talk about the partition of India, which I never learned about in school. And this, I love Miss Marvel because not only am I getting like a better glimpse at other Americans, basically, Muslim Americans, through this, I'm also learning about Pakistan, and I'm learning about the partition of India, and just things that were just completely neglected at school because it didn't happen in America. If it wasn't America, we didn't really learn too much about it. So, and personally, I love historical fiction. So this kind of feeds into it. So as soon as they started talking about that, I'm like, oh, well, excuse me, I have to go on a deep dive and figure out what the heck this is. And they do show it a little bit, but it is, the partition is basically 1947, the British government was like, we're outie. We're going to give you guys till 1948 to, you know, kind of get your stuff situated and figure out what's going on, how we want to divide. But we're out. We're done. We're bailing. The guy that they put in charge of that, Mountbatten. Basically, he's like, yeah, we could leave in 48. We should do that, but hear me out. And this is 1947. He's like, why don't we leave in August of 1947 so I could go back home to England and leave this terrible place? He was trash. Trash person. So basically, it was supposed to be a year that people ended up having 5 weeks to decide how to divide up India. And India, before British rule, was a bunch of, like, little different kind of principalities and stuff. And they're like, no, we're going to go ahead and we are going to get out of here. And you know what? It seems like you guys don't really get along. You know, you have all these different religions together, this country.
Yeah, it's a little... There's a lot of really complicated stuff, and actually, it's another thing that happened last week, is we had a bonfire, and a friend of mine who is of Indian descent came by, and his another friend from the Middle East, and they were the only two people to show up for the bonfire, so we really dug into this, and I got a lot of insight past, you know, obviously what Ms. Marvel shows, but I'm glad, and I was able to ask them specific things because of them showing a little bit of TV footage during Ms. Marvel about the riots breaking out during the partition and who was, you know, doing that. But there was, I would recommend, and I'm going to rewatch the movie Gandhi because it does cover a lot of that part of history. They were, for years, even under British rule, the people ruling in the ruling classes kept trying to divide everyone by caste in the government, like by law, it in a lot of different ways. And then there was the separating of Hindus and Muslims, and that's what they were using to draw these lines to give the territories to different people. And these were things that, like, Gandhi was, we don't all. I remember hunger strikes happening, or like a lot of talk about them, because it came up a lot in the 80s and 90s. There was a lot of talk about it, and that's when they made the Gandhi movie and everything. But we all think we know this history. But a lot of it was he was deep, deep embedded in the politics of the time. He was like this hero figure. And during that Ms. Marvel thing where they showed the rioting, and they briefly showed him, he was in prison at the time, and he was really, really upset about, even though he was a Hindu figure, and some Muslims get mad because they felt like he used too much Hindu-couched language in his speeches and wasn't as respectful, but he was protesting Hindus taking out their aggression and being violent toward Muslims because he wanted the two, you know, people from different religions to be peaceful. And he went on a hunger strike. And there's a very powerful scene in the Gandhi movie where one of the people keeping him in the prison is just having this objection and talking about how he's going to go to hell because of terrible things he did during these riots. And anyway, it was really neat. Like, you know, bits and pieces of this, but I never connected in my head. Like Gandhi and the hunger strikes, I knew he was trying to bring people together, but he was also trying to free them from British rule. But he was really embedded in this whole partition incident that happened. I love the representation. Oh, about Ms. Marvel, I wanted to say, I love, too, the representation. Like, having been in neighborhoods where there's a lot of, you know, people of Pakistani descent and stuff, the representations are really good. Like, they mentioned specific foods. They've got stuff going on in mosques. And also the art style stuff. With her fan, there's so much fan service. With her being an outright Avengers fan and Avengers being incorporated so heavily into this as canon, as like, this is the world it's in. But she's always doodling and drawing. And then they have all that, like, they're going down the street on their bikes and the graffiti is animated on the city streets. And I love that so much. It's so much better than just talk bubbles or whatever little kitschy tricks a lot of shows, well, not a lot of shows, but a couple shows have used here and there for kind of punctuation. But the art style in this, and reflecting like a kind of Middle Eastern art style is, and Indian art, is really neat.
So the creator, Bisha K. Ali, like, went ahead and she's like, you know, if World War II is canon, like, Marvel Cinematic Universe canon with, you know, Captain America, then the partition happened. Like, yeah, that just happened. So she, like, talked to Kevin Feige about it. It's like, hey, is it okay if I do this? Like, this is very important to us. Everybody that I know has a partition story. It's like when you talk to your grandparents, like, usually they'll have a World War II story. Like, yeah, maybe they were in World War II. Maybe they had a family member who was. Like, there is a connection there.
I love that they took that opportunity, right? Because, like, this happened in 47, and this is a first-generation, you know, of Pakistanis in America. So they would totally remember. Like, my mother was born in 44. You know, so it's just exactly the right timing for grandchildren to be starting to ask about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the, like, mothers being like, we don't talk about it, but the grandparents wanting to. Like, it reminds me of, like, my grandmother, like, wouldn't talk about Germany. You know, in the 30s, she just wouldn't talk about it. But I wish I had had a contact with a great grandparent, because I bet they would have wanted to.
Love to have talked to my great grandmother about coming from Poland. Like, that would be absolutely fascinating. But yeah, so, like, she specifically is like, no, we have this cultural important touchstone that, like, basically people that we want to reach with this can, and people who don't know about it can learn more about it, because it's insane. It's the largest human migration, and we just don't know. Like, it's just not taught in school. It's bizarre. And I think that's really cool, because it also encourages younger generation to talk to their parents and their grandparents and get those stories. Like, how did this shape our family? What impact did it have? Like,
and they threaded it right into the Marvel universe. Like, when they actually traveled back home to see her grandmother, and they still had the factions of people with powers or keepers of that knowledge and stuff that were on opposite sides but realized, you know, like getting them to communicate and just stop fighting for a minute to solve this bigger problem. They wove the actual cultural separations straight into the story. So yeah, it gets just historical fiction points. It's a brand new historical fiction, and we're seeing it being done on TV with superheroes, with mutants. Spoilers.
You know, they've done. It's time to focus on other history than what's already been on our screens for years. So I'm all for this.
And this was a great opportunity. I mean, she's a hero of color from Southeast Asia. Like, that's right there. Why not? Let's lean into it. And then just, like, also the pop songs in the background or, like, the mosque shots make me very happy. Like, I've never been to a mosque. I've been to a Hindu temple, but I've never been to a mosque, so I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
Her costume. So also, like, her parents are very overprotective, but that's also part of the culture that I am aware of because of friends, Muslim friends I have. And they do the wonderful bit when it gets toward the end and they realize she's this hero they've been hearing about, and her parents just accept it and start encouraging it. Because you're so worried the whole time because her mom is so overbearing and just, that's just junk, and not wanting to talk about history and past. And she obviously knew there were, you know, powers in the past in the family, but it's just, we don't talk about it. And I guess she was hoping it would pass her by. But then her mom and dad are so supportive. When her mother brought her that costume, I started crying. Because it is a wonderful, spot-on tribute to Captain Marvel. But it's got that tunic style that speaks to, like, the Pakistani fashion sense. And I just... Her mom gave her that. I started bawling. I did. My husband's like...
It with the name. And her dad explains the name, because I'm like,
yes.
I'm sitting the whole time, and I'm like, oh, I know what Kamal. Kamal is Persian. Like, I'm really kind of confused here, because, like, I know that from the high school, and, like, all of our months in the lunar calendar are named after particular attributes. It's all Persian, and I should have paid more attention and learned more Persian when I had the chance, and I didn't, and I hate myself for it. But I spent the whole time, I'm like... And he's talking about, like, yeah, no, we, your mom read that and, read that and liked the name so much. So that's why it's Kamala. And means perfection or marvel is the way he described it. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, and it's such a mom dad. It's one of the, she's at this low point of just thinking she can't do anything right. And just your daddy telling you you're perfect. It's just, yeah. Like, no matter what it is.
A hero with parents. Like,
yeah. There. What a concept.
Like, I know it's not just comics. Like, it's an ongoing joke in anime that, like, they're just no parents. Who knows?
Yeah, no, that's an endemic thing. You know, all these, C dramas I've been watching recently? I'm like, ah, yes, you're part protagonist. What is your tragic backstory? I'm waiting. It's like, you're like, ah, yes, you're one of the protagonists. Okay, who is dead? What are you seeking revenge for? How many episodes is it going to take until you start crying because of some terrible memory? And it's just, it's like, I'm happy that there is a, like, stable, loving family involved.
A good supportive family for the hero or heroine, because, dang it, I'm sick of grimdark.
And there's resolutions of family rifts that happened during the show. Like, it's a healing tack instead of everything being hand staple forehead to tell the story. They focus on telling the story about the history. And, yeah, it's neat. I like that, too.
Like, them going back to Pakistan, to Kashmir, to meet up with Grandma helps heal the tension between Grandma, Mother, and Grandma, like, Mom and Daughter, which helps her mom come to terms with Kamala and her own striving for independence and trying to become her own woman, and it's just so good.
You mean like a healthy relationship where people communicate?
I wasn't sure on the whole, like, they went so far mystical and kind of time travel, like, extra dimensional, like, that just to tell the story, that was kind of a stretch. But then again, I mean, it's Marvel, so you just gotta suspend disbelief and accept it because we got the good story. But, like, the interdimensional... Although, I don't know, we've got Doctor Strange now, right? So, it's not weirder than that.
You know, they kind of opened some doors for themselves with the whole Doctor Strange thing. They're like, if it's really bizarre... It's multiverse. Yeah.
I did really love the Time and Again, episode 5, where you're in India, 1942, and you're seeing Zaya and Hassan and their little love story, and I am such a sucker for any kind of love story, so I was just like, oh.
And with the stars, like, it was predictable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I knew what was going to happen, but it was still wonderful to watch it unfold. Like, they broadcast it pretty is that the word I'm looking for? It was pretty heavily broadcast. Like, as soon as she went back there, you knew it was going to be her.
Yeah, like, she's her own Sea of Stars or Protection of Stars to save her grandmother.
Yeah, and it's like, how are they... Like, that's not what her power looks like, so I was wondering how they were going to do it, and I think they did a good job.
Sweet. I like that a lot. And then, you find out, it was little girl had stars, too.
They broke.
And then at the end, they explain, like, why Kamala's powers are so different from these, just Nora's, it's the M word, everybody! It's mutant!
Oh, I know. How excited it was, and it was so funny because, like, all it took was na 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 na, and we're like, yes!
And they lost it. Like, both me and Scott lost it because, like, we know that riff. Like, immediately that night, I messaged my best friend and I'm like, Amy, did you hear it? And she's like, I haven't watched it yet. I'm like, okay, do not go online. Avoid all things social media until you watch Ms. Marvel. You will be spoiled. It's like literally that day, because the episode, like, I guess it drops at midnight. That day, while I'm waiting for, like, work to be over, I'm looking at YouTube and I'm seeing, like, Miss Marvel and the M word, and I'm like, no!
Stop it!
I don't even care much about spoilers. But, so Miss Marvel, top tier A. And now I'm on this deep dive about the partition of India, and it's a lot, and I'm really upset. Like, because if you would have asked me before, like, what was the biggest migration of people, I would have been like, the Trail of Tears. Like, that was it. That was the big, huge, awful migration of people that we didn't. I had no idea there was something this recent. And it was so many more people. And just... And it's because of all these building tensions. Because as you talked about, like... Britain was already trying to get out. And then... The different... People in power were trying to encourage the divide. So they could have a more divide and conquer. And keep control of who they wanted. So, they were encouraging this, so there were riots beforehand, which is another reason why they were just like, nope, you know, we're out. I mean, there was a huge, huge one in Calcutta. I was literally watching, like, I found a YouTube documentary where they were talking with five different survivors of the partition.
Oh, wow, what's that called? I want to watch that.
Oh, pull that. I was literally watching as we were... I'll pull it in our notes.
Okay.
It was really interesting because one of them was a Christian, one of them was Muslim, one of them was Hindu, and they were from the different areas, and there was a sheikh. One's a sheikh. I haven't listened to the last one. I'm like, ooh, what's the other one going to be? Is it going to be like a Zoroastrian or somebody else? Like, because I really liked that they were able to get these interviews and from people with different religious background all living in the country and having to make the move because they just decided, oh, well, you know, there's already a bunch of Muslims on the west side and the east side here, so we'll just like cut the lines here and y'all
well,
can
and there
just
was a specific trying to separate the voting blocks to get the support of the people they wanted in power and prevent the people from gaining any of their own.
Oh, gerrymandering.
Yeah, basically. Much.
The most violent gerrymandering ever.
Yeah. And
they also apparently were under the impression that nobody was going to move. That people were just going to stay while they drew these lines and cut it up. So nobody was prepared for when everybody's like, no, we've got to move. Like, there are riots happening now. I'm having to stay with my Muslim neighbor as a Hindu because I'm apparently on the wrong street and I have to move out of here quickly before they find out. It was just crazy. It took ages for it to start to recover. Just with the mass amount of people moving and like a lot of people moved initially in 47, but also like still having to move 48, 49 to the 1950s, you're still having these pop-up riots.
Well, and the country went through more divisions of different types again in the 70s. I don't know that any of it's still resolved. India still has a lot of different little cut-up places.
Because what was East Pakistan in 71, I think... then, like, was able to separate and, like, no, we're Bangladesh now. We're our own separate thing. Even, like, the article that I'm, like, to actually get an article and not just, like, a bunch of documentaries, because I love documentaries, is, like, this is only about the partition of India. This is not about, the People Republic of Bangladesh. This is right. Not about...
You can only cover so much at once, but it is a good rabbit hole to go down. This is something that I don't know any teachers that even knew about this. And like, I have a few teachers who are friends and they're watching this. They're like, no. I mean, I learned it in college, but it's never in our high school curriculums, mm-hmm. Or in social studies, certainly not in civics. We don't even learn our own damn civics in civics.
The closest we got at our school was we watched the movie Gandhi.
We didn't even do that.
Yeah, I watched it on my own. We did not watch it in school, but that's a good idea. I mean, that's a start to that period in history, but I don't think it would have it reflected...
Well,
the timeline
like
we had
several semesters of, you know, American history and like one semester of world history, by which I mean they were like, all right, we're going to go in broad strokes, mostly European.
Yeah.
With some sprinklings of Eastern in there. And yeah,
like I said, I was really happy to talk to my tutor friend who was able to enlighten me on a lot of this. So I had to do less reading and I had better Google terms after talking with Vinod.
I'm starting to like realize how much of just like minor mentions of real life, real history that get put in like movies or shows that I enjoy that I then latch onto. Because I didn't know anything about Spain in the 1940s and the Spanish Revolution or really Guanaco aside from like, oh, Picasso did like this weird porch, this weird mural, but that's all I know until Pan's Labyrinth. And then yeah. I'm like, well, no, I need to know more.
Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth, woof, woof. That, I was like, I was not aware that this happened. This is horrifying.
And a lot closer. And like, what?
Yeah.
How did that also get skipped? But, yeah, I remember even in college, I had plans on taking... We had an Asian art history class, and it was, I guess they only had one person teaching it, and I can never get in. Like, I got the African, because I'm like, specifically, I'm like, all right, I want to know about not European. Just give me anything art history that's not Europe. I'm done. I'm over it. It's oversaturated. There are other artists out there around this world. Let's learn about them. Like, all right, your two other options. Asian art history and African art history. I'm like, okay, I can get one of those. Sorry. But, yep, I do definitely recommend there are, if you want to know more about the partition, there is a lot, like I said, I can put some links to some of the documentaries. I know I had one. It was just this short little TED talk that basically talked about how what you mentioned earlier, Ember, the separation based on not just religion, but also caste. Well, and how they were connecting and trying to vie for power.
Yeah, I would love to. Any of those links, and I will put them in the show notes for our listeners as well. If they want to do some digging, and you've already done some, we're happy to share.
Nearly enough. I've definitely done some. I also have a link to the Variety interview with Ali going over, like, talk about Kamala and spoilers and the M word and all of that, which I do recommend. It's a really fun read. All right. Sorry. So feel free to chime in and email us geekgrills@gmail.com. Let us know what your thoughts about Miss Marvel. Did it inspire you to also learn more about the partition of India? Were there other, historical fiction or just like real like history moments that made you like actually deep dive into it? I want to know. I'm curious. You can also tweet us at Geek Grills. So Grills, what are you most anticipating right now?
Well, for me, ATE is coming up. I'm still gonna have to see if I will do the orange headband, which means to non-combat. I'm feeling okay, but sitting too long, standing too long, I get muscle stiffness, and it's hard to bend.
Yeah.
And I'm also really wary that if I'm running around with boffers and, like, suddenly twisting, that my back will be like, ha-ha! Down you go! So I'm like, maybe just for safety's sake, I'll just non-combat. My character's a scout anyway. She shouldn't be on the front lines. If she's on the front lines, something has gone terribly wrong. She's a scout. She goes out and finds trails and then takes people on trails. And, you know, finishing up this little dude. His ears are on now, and his tail, and his hat.
Cute!
I am really strangely looking forward to putting the eyes and face on, because it's not like the normal kind of face I put on. It's really derpy.
Yep.
Like, his eyes are close together, and he's got this the little, like, cat mouth, and I'm like, you are going to be so derpy. But I'm looking forward to it. What about you, Ember?
Well, okay, my mugs didn't make it up here.
Aw.
So I am really looking forward to Part-Time Gamers on Sunday, which will be interesting. I'll probably be having a remote in from somewhere. But we have Scott Johnson joining us to talk about Rock Runners, that game we did the Kickstarter for last year. It is still available to buy, and we hadn't done a tabletop game in a while, and we got a really nice review from somebody saying they usually play tabletop games more. And so I was like, you know what? We need to do one of those. And so with my new why the hell not give it a go, get the interview skills, I pestered Scott. And it's funny because I've never had him on this show. And I was telling the guys from Part-Time, like, we've never had Scott on all these years on Geek Girls. Like, we've had Brian a couple of times. We've had Jury. We've had Hammond Chamberlain. We've had Dills a couple of times. Like, so many different personalities from the Frog Pants and Diamond Club, and never actually had Scott. So I was like, I had a missing spot on my bingo card, but I'm going to count this, and he's going to be on Part-Time Gamers next week, and I'm pretty excited about it. But I also have to go ahead and actually open and play the game, which has never happened because I can never get anyone to play with me. So I'll be bribing my husband. Like, you have to play with me. It's my homework.
Have you shown the dating sim that we recommended?
Oh, okay. So you didn't watch us record live. Or did we talk?
I talked about it before.
I did talk to them about dating sims. And I've started playing a couple because I wanted to really know what I was getting them into before launching too much of it. And you know what? They were kind of like, you know what? Sean in particular was like, I watched some Doki Doki Literature Club gameplay. I think that seems really interesting. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, it goes places. And Theo's like, yes, that sounds great. So they're in. This is going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be just that game or if we'll hit a couple of these or what. But I'm starting to put that sort of game into those show ideas, and we'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted.
I just let me know when you guys decide to play that, and I will joyfully watch the chaos.
Well, we don't play online and stream it. We play games, yeah. And then we have a show talking about what we thought of it and letting people know how it's played and things.
Way to keep your reactions.
Same deal.
Yeah, it will definitely be interesting to hear our reactions.
Awesome. I'm also excited for After the End, and kind of nervous but more excited. Still have to do all the food shopping and get the numbers and all of that, but yee! It's happening. Also, like, just a real aside, I found the Dolly Parton cake. Like, the cake mix and frosting.
I thought you were talking about something completely different kind of cake.
I mean, I could make a Dolly Parton.
Yes, cake, yeah, no, sure. There's baking tins for that. There's baking tins for that.
No, but she had branded with Duncan Hines, like, specific. It's Dolly Parton's coconut cake, and because my grandpa would make that, but he would make it with pineapple juice instead of water. So that's my plan right now. Yes, it's super good.
That's right. I still need to make a fruit cake.
It's in July.
Christmas in July. I don't know if I'm gonna have the spoons for that, but we'll see.
Well, remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live on twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Next one will not be next week because we will have a possible production meeting, question mark. But we'll figure that out and then we'll get you the schedule once we have
the next
that.
One will be, it should be out on August 8th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
October!
Topic to be announced.
Yes.
Yes, you can watch our Twitch schedule to find out what it is, because when we do have the production meeting in the missing week, we'll go ahead and throw the schedule up for you.
So, in addition to subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You're the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron, too, at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
A way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. You can check out what topics we're doing in the next month, obviously, as we said, on the schedule below on our Twitch page when we get that posted up. And if you're a patron, suggest us topics. We will do them. I promise. We'd love to hear your ideas.
Find you lovely ladies on the interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram under the name madcap_miss, that's M-I-S-C, and you can check out my website at madcapm.com.
You can find me at 9of12, that's N-I-N-E-O-F-1-2, on Twitter and Twitch, and just go to 9of12.com to find everything else.
And you can find me on Instagram under DappleDane. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game! GG!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.